Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco as his squad gets ready to travel to Stony Brook on Saturday night for a CAA matchup. Blue Hens 2-2, coming off a valiant effort last week against number one James Madison, lost 20-10. And coach, you really were right there with the number one team in the country. Maybe a couple opportunities you weren't able to take full advantage of, but you had to be proud of what the kids put on the table.
Well, I was proud of the way that we fought. I thought that we were very resilient, and I thought we competed really hard. And I thought we did have a confidence and a belief, you know. And we did finish. You know, we finished the game competing, and there were numerous opportunities that I thought could have given us the momentum to take the lead again late in the football game, and we just could not quite have enough production offensively. But we led twice in the game, I guess 3-0, and I guess 10-7. And the game remained close, you know, well into the fourth quarter. We just, you know, weren't able to really puncture that defense and get the ball into the end zone. You know, you're not going to beat a team like that, you know, with, you know, 10, 14, 17 points. You're going to have to be in the 20s or, you know, low 30s, and 21 would have done it on Saturday.
Talk a little bit about where the group is here, four games in, bye week in the books. Are you happy with the progress?
Well, I'm happy with a number of different things, but, you know, in the moment, we are a very banged-up football team, and, you know, we lost two of our defensive starters for the year. We lost an all-conference player for the year. You know, so those things are always challenging, you know. So, you know, as a coach, you're reevaluating every day, so you get a general question about progress. Well, progress is kind of a day-to-day thing as you reassess your roster and make decisions to move some people around. So we got snake bit a little bit on Saturday with some of those injuries, and we're going to have to circle the wagons here and regroup and really reassess our roster to make sure we maximize the guys we have on this team and, you know, give some guys some additional jobs and some additional roles moving forward.
When you look at looking at the roster, the quarterback, J.P. Caruso getting a little bit more of a look here?
Yeah, no doubt. I think that, you know, this week I've already, you know, stated that we'll offer a little more equal opportunity during the week in practice. And, you know, in theory, that's what we did for the first 3.5 or 4 weeks of camp. We really offered a true rotation at quarterback throughout the course of camp. But, you know, 3.5 or 4 weeks into it, statistically, as we evaluated every practice and charted everything we did, JP was not quite up to speed, you know, with the offense, and not quite up to speed with you know, his production during practice. So, you know, we named Joe the starter, and, you know, Joe did not perform very well here the other day. I was expecting more coming off an open date, you know, with some additional prep time. You know, so we just felt the necessity to give JP a shot out there on Saturday and maybe generate a little momentum, create a spark for us out there. He made a couple plays. But it kind of puts us back into this mode where we want to give both guys a fair opportunity, you know, working and practicing with the first group and kind of split the reps up and just evaluate this thing day to day moving forward.
Let's talk about Stony Brook. What jumps out at you about them?
Well, they're in first place. I mean, they're the only 3-0 team in the league. They're 4-1 overall. They played South Florida down at South Florida. It was 17-17, I think, into the fourth quarter. I know late in the third quarter it was 17-17. So they're a top 25 team, very physical team, and their quarterback has improved. He's a guy, they've always run the ball well. They've always run the ball with some physicality. But what I see this year is their quarterback's gotten better, and I think it's making them have a little more balance. And then defensively, they've always been one of the better defenses in the CAA. So we'll have our hands full up there. Should be a good, exciting football game, and we're looking forward to getting back out on the field.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.